سیدنا امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ نعمان بن ثابت رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ، اے ویری گریٹ نیم، یو مسٹ ہیو ہرڈ دس نیم، ہی از دا ہارٹ بیٹ آف ملینز اینڈ ملینز آف حنفیز اراؤنڈ دا ورلڈ، دا لیڈر آف دا حنفیز، الشیخ امام اعظم ابو حنیفہ رحمۃ اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ. اے ویری گریٹ انسیڈنٹ اباؤٹ ہم وچ ایکچولی ہولڈز a lot of lessons for us. You know, in the Jama Masjid of Kufa, Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was once present, and he saw few individuals doing wudu. And when they were doing wudu, when they were doing ablution, so obviously once a person does wudu, so the droplets of water, you know, detach from his body and they get down. So Sayyiduna Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh saw few people doing wudu. When he saw one person, he saw the droplets of wudu detaching from his body, coming down, dropping from the body. So he said, "Oh young man, repent from disobeying your parents." Allahu Akbar. That young man said, "I repent from disobeying my parents." He saw another young man, and Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala ali said, "Oh young man, repent from adultery, repent from fornication." That young man said that, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this sin of mine." He saw another man, and Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, "Oh young man, repent from drinking alcohol." Allahu Akbar. That man said, "Oh Imam, I repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from drinking alcohol." Then Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stepped aside from there, because you should know Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was blessed with kashf. He had that spiritual insight. He was blessed with this miracle that he was able to see the faults of people once they are doing wudu. Because even in this, there is a great wisdom. Because when a person washes his hands in wudu, the sins of his hands are washed away. When he washes his face, the sins of his face are washed away. When he washes his feet, the sins of his feet are washed away. So Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, due to the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was able to see all that. And accordingly, then he told those people that repent from these actions. But after that, Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, take this power away from me." Why? Because Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh didn't want to see the faults of the people. Allahu Akbar. Just look at that. One place, if we consider ourselves, reflect onto ourselves, think about our lives. So we are busy looking for faults in people. And on the other hand, a great imam who was blessed with a bestowal from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whereby he was able to see certain things, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take it back from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, in Surah Hujarat, "Wala tajassasu," and don't search for faults in people. Let's ponder on ourselves. Let's not become amongst those who are like CCTV cameras behind people. What fault does he have? What fault does he have? What wrongdoing is he doing? Let's worry about ourselves, inshallah, azza wa jal.